Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, which is called Steps to the Spirit. We are in season number 4, and this is episode number 16. And the name of this episode is The Promises, part number 12, and this is about promise number 10. And as a reminder of what promise number 10 is, it says, fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave me. Well, I mentioned this in the description, and it would be helpful probably to you if you would read the descriptions that I include at the site with all of my podcasts. And also, as a reminder, my podcasts are created on Buzzsprout. So I'm not sure why they have put these two things together, fear of people and fear of economic insecurity will leave me. I don't know why they make sense to go together, but that's the way it is, and that's what we have to work with. But when I think of fear of any kind, and maybe that's really what they're at, but fear of any kind, again, if we're doing this program the way I believe it was meant to be done, not as a strictly psychological cure or psychological help for whatever solves us, whatever we feel is hurting our lives. The program is about, it's about God. You know, it really is. And everything in the 12 steps in this program kind of points us to God. And it's not about whatever problem that I had when I decided to finally work this program. I have changed the wording in the first step. So for me, it was alcoholism. But instead of saying I admitted I was powerless over alcohol, I say I admit I am powerless over everything. I mean, when I looked at my fourth step and did my fifth step, it was obvious that I wasn't able to control my life. I just couldn't do it. I could do it into after a fashion, but it always turned out wrong. It always turned out to be something else that hurt me, and that wasn't good for my psyche. But admitting I'm powerless over everything gives credence to me to the fact that this program is written for every single living person. Unless they have become enlightened, maybe, or something like that. But we all need the help and the direction and the guidance that is found in this program. Are there other ways to do it? Of course there are. There are many different disciplines and things that will help people find God inside of them or as a savior for them. But the 12 steps are what we have, and the 12 steps are what we have to work with. So, of course, after saying that my life is unmanageable, I need to look for something to manage my life. So, which naturally brings me to step number 2. I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. And again, when I looked at my fourth and fifth step, I could see that I was certainly insane. But I could feel it before I ever honestly started to work this program and did the first step. So I knew that I couldn't manage things. So according to this promise, let me tell you a little about myself. If I looked in the mirror at myself, I saw lots of bad things. I didn't see a good person at all. And when I didn't drink for a time, different every time, I was able to do things. I was able to at least appear like a normal person. But inside of me, I was afraid of everything. And inside of me, I had a low sense of self-esteem, if any, and self-worth. And as far as I was concerned, everyone could see right through that mask I was trying to use to protect that low self-image and to look like somebody who had it all together. But I thought, after a while, I started to begin to think, well, they're going to really find out who I really am. And so, in order to protect myself, I thought, I started to drink again. That was my solution. That was one thing that I could do, that I could feel better about myself, at least temporarily. And no matter how much the consequences were, how bad they were, I still needed, that was the thing I had to take the pressure off. But then I found, after I started to work these steps the way they were meant to be worked, and I invited God into my life, and I said yes, and I surrendered, you know what? I got so much power, you wouldn't believe it. I am not, you know, they say, this is promise says, fear of people will leave me. I was afraid of no one because I realized by doing these steps that God was with me. My spirit was with me. And I truly believe that if that were the case, then nobody, who could hurt me if they would be trying to hurt God? So, of course, you know, they could punch me in the nose and hurt me, or they could push me, or I could get mugged and hit by a car. I could still be hurt as a human being, but I could no longer be hurt as a soul, as my spirit, which is what I've come to believe is the true me. Now, as far as the second part of this promise, that the fear of economic insecurity, well, I don't know. All I can say is that it's no longer important for me, or I guess I was always afraid of running out of money and not having any place to go and not having anything to eat. And I was in that place with nothing. I'm telling you, folks, I was a smoker up to about 14 years ago. I stopped smoking. But when I was drinking, I would stand outside of hospitals and take the cigarettes that people would put out on their way in. And sometimes I guess they would just light them up when they got out of the car and not smoke them very much. But I would pick those longer cigarettes out of the urn to put that they used to put them out. Good thing it wasn't water. And I'd put them in my pocket and I would smoke them later or whenever. Now, some of the people going into those hospitals were certainly doctors and nurses and healthy people. But can you imagine how many people were going into that hospital because they weren't healthy, because they felt ill, because there was something wrong with them? And I was smoking their leftover cigarettes. And only through the grace of God that I'm sure that I didn't get some serious problems. Of course, I grew up in New York, so I think in the Bronx, and I think my immune system got pretty strong. But anyway, that was part of the insanity. And I remember those times. And believe me, it's really a good thing to remember what things were like before we surrendered, before we said yes to God. Because things for me, my friends, even though sometimes they appeared to be good, they were not good. And many times I was wondering where my next dollar would come from. So now, what is it like? we are comfortable. And actually, to tell the truth, my wife is the real go-getter in this relationship. She's the one who really makes the money, and I kind of help manage her. And of course, I've worked since I've been doing these 12 steps, but not nearly as much as my wife. And we have our own business, and she teaches art, and I do what I can to support her. And I always have, you know, done all the house type things, cooking and whatever. But anyway, I realize now, and I especially realize after looking at this promise, that I have no worries. Sorry, another phone call having to do with our impending move and sale of our house. But again, I have no... When looking at this promise, I realized that I had no fear of anything, no less economic insecurity. And the only thing that where we've noticed things is when we go to the store to get groceries. I don't think I've been to the store in the last, no, since the beginning of the year or before that, where the groceries were less than $100. I mean, that's a little scary, but I know that we will be taken care of. I know that our spirit will take care of us. I know that we will have no worries. So that's the second part of this promise. Economic insecurity will leave me, and it has left me. If we end up with no money, I'm not afraid of what will happen. We'll find some place. Somebody will help us. We'll find a place to go if that happens. So all I can say, my friends, as in closing, is that, again, these promises, every single one of them, come true. They've come true for me, and I'm sure they'll come true, if not already, but they will come true for you. You have such a great life to look forward to. And if it's not a human life, you have a great life to look forward to in the spirit. So thank you for listening. See you next time. And I don't know why I say see you next time. I won't see you. But it's been great to have you listening to my podcasts. And so long till next time.